It is great when you stand before a group of Democratic taxpayer, practitioners. So I just want you to know this year we're going to stick it to the man, and we're going to make sure that higher taxes and more revenue is really important to the state of Utah. So, good, no applause. Oh, I got one back there. Good. Okay, now let's get back into reality. First of all, thank you for being here. You guys know the state of Utah. My name is Representative Dan McKay. I've been serving in the legislature since 2012, and since that time have been somewhat enamored with the area of tax policy and got really familiar with it enough so that I was the Revenue Tax Chair for a little while in the House, and that was certainly an interesting opportunity to learn a lot about tax policy. I try to follow the age-old adage, it's better to be thought a fool rather than open your mouth and prove it. So in front of tax practitioners, I'm not going to get too deep other than to tell you that there are going to be changes, I think, in tax policy, and you're going to hear a lot about those changes today, especially since Senator Stevenson and Representative Ellison, the chairs of the Senate and House Revenue Tax Committee, will be talking about the ominous omnibus tax bill. I'm not sure if it's going to stay ominous, but it certainly was hefty. How's that? For those of you who don't know or aren't following closely, the state this year has a new ongoing revenue total of $382 million with a new one-time revenue of $101 million. This new ongoing revenue is largely in our income tax sector. We've seen an erosion of sales tax, we've seen services since the 1970s increase over 50% as a portion of our economy. So I think you're going to see an effort to try and stabilize the revenue sources for the state of Utah. One thing I think is really important, though, as we've all been following tax policy, is the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017. That was passed shortly before Christmas. The Trump administration and their tax changes created a situation where, based on changes to the deductions for SALT, which we now know is state and local taxes, due to those changes and how those deductions are dealt with, the state of Utah will see an increase of revenue between $75 and $100 million. The intention of the bill that I was asked to speak about is to take and hold Utah as a taxpayer whole so that Utah gets a benefit of the entire tax cut. The way it is now, Utah will see an increase in its individual taxes about $75 to $100 million. The question then became, how do you really deal with this? Do you deal with it from a tax policy perspective so that you make each individual taxpayer whole and so that they don't have a tax increase? Or do you treat Utah as a whole and have Utah be the one that is made whole as a single taxpayer? One of the things that many people and many of you in this room can appreciate is that Utah has a very simplified tax structure. Especially on the individual income standpoint, we went through reform several years ago under Governor Huntsman that changed our income tax so we have a very simplified tax structure. If we were to try and chase down every rabbit hole to find every taxpayer and make every taxpayer whole in that scenario, it's going to make our tax system very complex and very difficult to work with. So from a policy standpoint, we decided, at least I've decided thus far in the bill that we're pushing forward, currently to make Utah and treat Utah as one taxpayer and make Utah taxpayers whole as that one taxpayer so that we will see a reduction in a rate especially, and we believe it will be in the income tax, where it will decrease the amount of money coming in and it will decrease the rate and thereby decrease the amount of revenue to a hold harmless level so that we as Utah get the full benefit of the tax changes in Washington, D.C. Billy also asked me if I would speak for a few minutes about increasing taxes on farm animals. I was not terribly excited about that bill, so we've decided to shutter that opportunity. I hope you recognize the sarcasm. With that, I conclude my remarks and thank you for being here and look forward to working with you throughout this upcoming session. Thank you.